West Nile virus is back. Hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture.
I'm real concerned about it. You know, we buy these vaccines and we use the vaccination program as an insurance policy. And for the last, I guess, 3 years that we've been vaccinating my own horses for West Nile, and I sure recommend everyone to do that.
UT Extension horse specialist Dr. Doyle Meadows recommending to horse owners to vaccinate their animals now against West Nile virus. The state reported its first case of the year last week from a crow that was found near Chattanooga. The virus is transmitted from mosquitoes, and Meadows says the peak season is now beginning.
And we're getting into a period of time now when it's going to be more high incidence involved with this, and we need kind of a two-shot protocol for these horses to give them a vaccination, and then about 4 weeks later, give them another vaccination.
Now, some experts are suggesting a third shot be given to help guard against the disease, and Meta says owners should consult with their veterinarians.
This is not an over-the-counter vaccine. You have to be getting it from your veterinarian. So my whole suggestion on the total vaccination protocol would be to work with your local veterinarian, and they can help you and then direct you on what they recommend, and they're really up to speed on this, and they can do a really good job of having you do the right kind of thing with your vaccination program, total vaccination program for your horses, not only just West Nile.
Now, last year, Tennessee had 14 human cases of West Nile virus. There were 34 birds and 15 horses across the state that also tested positive. Last month, health officials confirmed that mosquitoes in Shelby and Davidson County had indeed tested positive for carrying the virus.
You know, it costs some money, but relative to the expense that we have with our horses and our trucks and our trailers and things, this piece of insurance as part of the vaccination protocol is not going to be that prohibitive for us.
And again, you can contact your local veterinarian for more information on West Nile virus. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.